Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Throughout the scriptures, the contrast is made between living to satisfy the sinful nature to that of living according to God's Spirit. For Christians, the calling from sin into the pathway of righteousness has been answered. We obey the form of doctrine that has brought us to live by the Spirit. Today in our study, we want to define the deeds of the flesh that are of the sinful nature and the results of living under the influence of the Holy Spirit. We pray God's message will enlighten us to both the things that are unacceptable to the Lord and that which has been ordained for us to follow, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Earthly wealth and honor, fame may never come to me, and above this flesh, here mine may never be. But let come what may, if Christ for me doth care.
Anywhere is home, sweet home, if He is only there.
Anywhere
is home, sweet home, let come and go what may.
Come what may.
Anywhere I chance to roam, He keeps me all the way. My Lord is there.
I will labor on till I am called away, till the morn shall dawn of that eternal day, looking on to Him who keeps me.
My cross I meekly bear.
Anywhere
is home, sweet home, if Christ my Lord is there.
We do need reminders. I get text messages and phone calls to remind me of appointment dates. Those appointment cards are often misplaced, lost, or simply forgotten in the few months that have passed by since they were given to me. I believe the scriptures have reminders for us who have claimed the name of Jesus. To keep His lordship over our lives, we need reminding. Take the writings of the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5. We'll read from verse 16 through the end of the chapter, where he writes, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This apostle wrote to the Christians in another city, the city of Ephesus, and he gives this reminder that's found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather giving thanks. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. The Apostle Peter encourages every disciple of Christ Jesus to develop the nature or the character that will secure our heavenly dwelling in Christ. In 2 Peter 1, he writes these inspired words: Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are many other passages that we could recall that contrast the sinful nature and that of the Spirit-filled life. Jesus came, and he came to save sinners. He came that we might have life, he said, and to have it to the full. He paid the price necessary to have sins forgiven, and his atoning sacrifice upon Calvary's cross has been offered to each and to every person. Since we all sin and we come short of God's glory, we need saving. The gospel call is a message of hope for the hopeless. And while we were powerless to save ourselves, Christ died for us. Our salvation from sin is a transformation in living. Being freed from the condemnation from sin, it is made to be that we are servants no longer of sin, but of the living God. The Apostle Paul writes, asking this question: We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Kind of a rhetorical question. And he further states that we have been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. Once again, we find the Bible sharing another contrast between living to gratify the sinful nature and living to serve our God in righteousness. I would encourage a deeper search of Scripture to have a full understanding of living according to the will of our Heavenly Father. Since God's love has reached down to bestow undeserved favor upon us, how can we not respond by letting His Spirit guide us to live like Jesus? If you would like to find out more and to find more help in living by the direction that comes from heaven, we'd be glad to help as best we can in the study of God's Word with you. We pray that you will be choosing today to live by the Spirit with the hope of everlasting life, peace, and joy.
My heart, my mind, my body, my soul, I give to you, take control. I give my body a living
Lord, I am serious about living this new life with you. My heart, my mind, my body, and my soul are yours. Take control, Lord. I surrender everything to you. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, all that I own, all that I am. Fill me with compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. Make me a living sacrifice, Lord. Take control.
I give my body a living sacrifice. Lord, take control.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.